しな。In the end of the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna informs us that any sane person needs to be aware of three factors which lead to degradation.
In the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna ci avverte di tre cose, di tre fattori che una personalità santa dovrebbe evitare perché portano alla degradazione.
Yes. Si si gonitai ki jai. The first of these three gates which lead a person to a degraded and even hellish existence is said to be lust.
Prima di queste tre porte che portano una persona alla degradazione, infatti anche l'inferno, è detto che sia la lussuria.
Yes. The second is anger.
La seconda è la collera.
And the third is greed.
E la terza è l'avidità.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada also uses the word passionate here in this purport.
Srila Prabhupada usa anche la parola passione in questa situazione.
Lord or Daksha was certainly a very cultured person, but he offended Shiva and he went right through the gate of anger to a very degraded life.
Daksha era sicuramente una persona di grande cultura, ma offese Shiva e quindi andò attraverso questa porta della collera in una direzione di vita molto degradata.
This anger comes up or flares up when a person is overcome with lusty desires.
Questa collera viene su o si forma quando una persona è troppo desiderosa di
lusty desires.
Yes.
According to the psychology of the Bhagavad Gita, anger is a byproduct of lust.
In accordo alla psicologia della Bhagavad Gita, la collera è un prodotto secondario della lussuria.
Now all of us have to think seriously about these subjects.
Adesso tutti noi dobbiamo pensare seriamente su questo soggetto.
All of us have a great fire in our heart, the fire of love of Krishna.
Tutti noi abbiamo un grande fuoco nel nostro cuore, il fuoco dell'amore per Krishna.
That is when we are pure souls. But when we come to the material world, this fire of love becomes transformed, and then we have to struggle with lusty desires.
Quando veniamo in questo mondo materiale, questo fuoco dell'amore viene distorto e dopo dobbiamo lottare con i desideri lussuriosi.
When we are singing that the spiritual master saves us from the forest fire of material existence,
quando vediamo che il maestro spirituale ci salva dalla foresta in fiamme dell'esistenza materiale,
then sometimes young devotees say, forest fire of material existence, where's the fire, please? I don't see.
A volte i giovani devoti dicono foreste fiamme dell'esistenza materiale, la
we can say, no, you don't understand, this is the fire of material desires.
No, non hai capito, questo è il fuoco dei desideri materiali.
When Lord Buddha gave his first public lecture, that lecture is called the fire lecture, actually.
Quando il Signore Buddha diede la sua prima lezione pubblica, che in effetti è chiamata la lezione del fuoco,
he said to his audience, there is a fire all over you. It's already in the eyes and in the ears and in the all the senses.
His
audience. Looking. What is he talking about? Then he explains the fire of material desire. Same way, you know, an advanced soul can see when he sees that, oh, don't you see, you are in fire. You are in a burning house. Come out. This is the fire of material desire. Now, we must transform this into love. Only a person who is situated in love of Krishna can extinguish the fire of material desire. Many people in this world try to extinguish the fire of material desire by supplying the objects of sense gratification.
Molta gente in questo mondo prova a spegnere il fuoco dei desideri materiali cercando di ottenere gli oggetti della gratificazione dei sensi.
The Bhagavatam. So we need to put this Bhagavatam somewhere because I should not sit higher and I need the stand for my notes. So maybe I can give it to you. Hello? Here is it. Here's water. However, this process of trying to fulfill desires never works.
Ad ogni modo, questo processo di provare a soddisfare i desideri non funziona mai.
Sometimes people ask us, why do you preach so heavily against material satisfaction?
A volte la gente si domanda, ma perché predicate così duro contro la soddisfazione materiale?
And our answer is, because there is no material satisfaction, it's an illusion, and an illusion must be given up, otherwise it causes so much suffering.
Perché noi rispondiamo, perché non c'è piacere materiale, c'è soltanto illusione, l'illusione deve essere abbandonata, altrimenti dà così tanta sofferenza.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that whenever we try to fulfill one material desire, immediately two new come. Two. For instance, people in this world are very fascinated by the promise of sexuality.
Per esempio, la gente in questo mondo è molto affascinata dalle promesse della sessualità.
They believe that by satisfying this urge, one can actually experience a very nice feeling of fulfillment.
Essi credono che soddisfando questo desiderio si potrà avere una sensazione di pienezza, di soddisfazione.
But they do not know that, when one does it, more desires to enjoy this come.
Ma essi non sanno che quando questo viene fatto, allora ancora più desideri di godimento vengono.
The Bhagavatam says, as supplying butter to a fire does not diminish the fire but increases it more and more.
Bhagavatam dice come se si aggiunge burro nel fuoco, questo non diminuisce il fuoco ma lo fa aumentare più e più.
Is more and more. Similarly, the endeavor to stop lusty desires But continued enjoyment can never be successful.
Similmente, lo sforzo di fermare i desideri materiali attraverso il continuo godimento non può mai avere successo.
Just imagine we would start a little fire here in this room, just for an experiment. Imagine we would start the fire just before our devotee, you know, maybe just here in this area. He would be wide awake for sure. But we would say to the fire, only in this area, please, this much we give you. But soon the fire would try to get the nice chatter of Artada. It would jump over to Nishingananda's fantastic dhoti. And it would start to burn the curtain. It would never be satisfied by the limited space which we give it. It would burn the roof and the new door of the restaurant. And finally it would jump over to the forest. If it would not be stopped, it would burn all of Ticino and then Italy and then the world. Yes. This is how the fire of desire goes. This morning we have a guest as the sun. He will come through the store in about 10 minutes. We've opened it. So, this is exactly how desires are. If they are not voluntarily stopped, then it will become inhuman. They will take so much of your energy. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, mighty armed Arjuna, one should conquer lust by intelligence and by spiritual strength. By intelligence and spiritual strength, one should conquer lust. He doesn't say, well, just watch it, how it spreads. Because it will never be satisfied. A disease must be stopped before it spreads. Debts must be stopped before they spread and become bigger. And lust must be also stopped before it becomes bigger. This is something very serious for those who practice spiritual life. It's a very serious responsibility. This subject is a very private subject. Because, let me say, you are the only one who knows about this subject of lusty desires. At least in the beginning stages. When the fire breaks out, then everyone will know. Yeah. So it is your responsibility to stop the fire when it still can be stopped.
Così è la vostra responsabilità di fermare il fuoco quando può ancora essere fermato.
When it's still small before spreading out big.
Quando è ancora piccolo prima che si spalda e diventa grande.
Srila Prabhupada said that we can measure our advancement by seeing how free we are from this.
Srila Prabhupada disse che possiamo misurare il nostro avanzamento vedendo quanto siamo liberi da questo.
You can look into your heart and see how free you are from material desires for this type of enjoyment.
Potete guardare il nostro cuore per vedere quanto liberi siete dai desideri materiali.
It's something very private, you know. You have to look just very privately in your heart. Something very analytical, even. But by intelligence and by spiritual strength we must conquer this. Otherwise it will break out into bigger proportions and then it will conquer us. The way to conquer this is to pray.
Il modo di conquistare ciò è di pregare.
We can pray to sadhus, to real saints.
Possiamo pregare i sadhus, i veri santi.
There's a prayer which the brahmacharis always pray, but I think it works also for grihasthas and sannyasis. Samnat kumaro vatiko madevat Jaya Shaya Mang Patidevahelanat. May Sanat Kumara protect me from lusty desires.
Questa è una preghiera che dico in Brahmacharya, ma che potrebbe funzionare anche gli altri sannyasi, che Sanat Kumara possa proteggermi dai desideri lussuriosi.
He is a famous Brahmachari, lifelong Brahmachari. Can pray, you have conquered lust, please help me. Show your mercy that I can finish this most terrible enemy of the world. I need your mercy so that I can extinguish this terrible raging fire which devours the whole world. Or we can pray to Lord Gopinath.
Possiamo pregare il Signore Gopinath.
Gopinath, amito kameradas, vishayabasana, jagiche ridaye. Pandiche karama pangsa. We always sing this about Gauranga when we were with Gauranga Bhajan group, because we had so many people in our concerts who were also sometimes yes, ordinary people. So the prayer, oh Gopinath, the prayer goes like this: I am actually the most faithful servant of lust. So many desires for men, mundane sense enjoyment are coming up in my heart. Such a rascal I am. Oh Gopinath, tell me when I will finally wake up.
Oh Gopinath, dimmi quando finalmente mi sveglierò.
And give up my enemy in the form of lust.
E abbandonerò questo nemico nella forma della lussuria.
To do this, there's only one way.
Per fare questo c'è solo un modo.
You must come in my heart.
Tu devi entrare nel mio cuore.
And drive out this enemy. Otherwise it will be impossible.
Altrimenti sarà impossibile.
O Gopinath, I am your eternal devotee.
Io sono il tuo devoto eterno.
But somehow I have given up my worship of you and come to the material world.
Ma in qualche maniera ho abbandonato la adorazione alla tua persona e sono venuto nel mondo materiale.
Instead of being your dasa, your servant, I am the Kamadas.
Invece di essere il tuo dasa, il tuo servitore, io sono il Kamadas.
A servant of my lusty desires.
Servitore dei miei desideri lussuriosi.
And then he prays, "Oh, I'm Gopinath. I'm the greatest fool."
E dopo prega, "Oh Gopinath, sono il più grande stupido."
I cannot understand really what is good for me.
Io non so capire veramente cosa è buono per me.
But you are the most intelligent person.
Ma tu sei la persona più intelligente.
You must make a plan for me.
Devi fare un piano per me.
How I can give up material life.
Come io posso lasciare perdere la vita materiale.
Very beautiful. This is the Sharanagati, full surrender of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Questa è Sharanagati, la piena resa di Bhaktivinoda
Thakur. I don't want to do my plan.
Io non voglio fare il mio piano.
I want to do Krishna's plan.
Io voglio fare il piano di Krishna.
I don't want to be in the fire of lust.
Io non voglio essere nel fuoco della lussuria.
I want to be in the soothing rays of the Krishna sun. The wonderful, the soothing means relieving.
Voglio essere nella coscienza di Krishna che dà sollievo.
Yes. No, no, not the conscience che dà Krishna, the Krishna sun. Sun. Yeah, this will be.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, now the sun is almost coming through the door. Devotee wants to be in the Krishna sun. Because there will be no darkness of Maya. This is the prayer of a devotee. So we can pray for help both to the sadhus and to Krishna to become free from these unfortunate desires.
Possiamo pregare l'aiuto di Sadhu e di Krishna per diventare liberi da questi desideri sfortunati.
If this fire does not stop, there will be terrible consequences.
Se questo fuoco non viene fermato, ci saranno conseguenze terribili.
You know, if you open, I don't know if you have this in Ticino and in Italia, but we have in Germany these newspapers built. In Switzerland, it's Blick. What is it? You must have it here also. What are the some nonsense newspaper must have been to Ticino. You know, some of these gossip newspapers. If you open them, it's all right. Gossip.
Yeah.
It's full of the terrible consequences of this fire. Young man wanted to visit his girlfriend at the parents' house. And there he wanted to be together with his girlfriend. But the father did not allow it. And then the young man took a stone and killed the father. You have these type of newspapers which are full of these one story after the other about the terrible consequences of what happens when the fire of lust breaks out.
Yeah.
Takes all the intelligence. You know, I don't want to, I could now spend the rest of the morning to make us all depressed by telling such stories, but the world is full. I'm sure it happens every minute in Ticino and in Italia.
Potrei passare il resto della mattina a deprimervi raccontando questo tipo di storie, sono sicuro.
Or a young boy, you know, imagine Romeo, he could not get Julia, but the fire was so strong, so they killed themselves.
Romeo che non poteva ottenere Giulia, ma il fuoco era così forte che si uccide.
Because it burns the intelligence, this fire. You know, everyone thinks what a wonderful story of Romeo and Julia, but it is really a story of a burnt brain. You know, you should use the human form of life, Romeo, to become Krishna consciousness. Don't be depressed. Julia, be intelligent. Surrender to Krishna. Don't kill yourself. It's only the fire of lust, huh? Which has taken your intelligence momentarily. Yes, we must see philosophically. In the scriptures, there is one example of a burnt brain, the Pururava. He came together with Ovashi, the heavenly society girl. And he became very much involved in his romantic or lusty relationship with her. Now when the unavoidable thing happened that she left and went back to the heavenly planets, the fire was raging in him. And he became mad. He became like an animal. His ministers had to give him holidays, you know, he couldn't be a king any longer. But by Krishna's mercy, he finally, you know, could understand. And he prayed very nice prayers. My heart was so polluted by lust. I did not see how the days and nights were passing. This is what happens to us when this fire is in the heart. We don't really see how our human form of life is passing by. I am supposed to be the king. But in reality, I'm like a toy animal. Yes, you know, like sometimes people go, you know, with a dog. And then the dog becomes highly interested in the pile of another dog. But then the master just drags him back, come back. Fifi. And this is how he is not really independent, the Fifi. Someone who's full with material desires in his heart, he becomes like a fifi. He's dragged by lust.
Mm-hmm. trascinato dalla sua lussuria.
Only by the mercy of a real sadhu we can understand that this is a dilemma.
Solo per la misericordia di un vero sadhu possiamo comprendere questo dilemma.
Yes, we can understand that if we are in so much interested in this body, our intelligence is not really elevated.
Noi possiamo capire che se noi siamo così interessati a questo corpo, allora la nostra intelligenza non è veramente così elevata.
We are still on the anamaya or pranamaya platform, on a very low platform of development.
Siamo ancora a livello di anamaya, pranamaya, molto basso livello di.
And to finish this point, and then I will go to happy points. I will read to you a verse from the 11th canto, which is extremely intensive.
Per finire questo punto, dopo passeremo a punti più allegri, leggerò un verso dello Srimad Bhagavatam.
This verse actually says someone who is interested only in material, physical pleasures, he's like a worm. Worm.
Una persona che solo è interessata in queste cose relative al fisico, fisico paragonato a me.
I will read it to you in Sanskrit, and then you can get already the vibration.
Lo leggerò in sanscrito e voi potete già percepire la vibrazione.
And then we will hear it in English and Italian, and then we will be able to give up material life forever because it's so too much.
Lo sentiremo in inglese, in italiano e poi potremo abbandonare la vita materiale per sé tutta pesare.
Tvang mang sarudhirasnaya medu majasti samhato vinmutra puja ramatam griminam kiyat antaram, you know, kriminam. Krimi means warm. Kriminam kriyatantaram atapi nopasajeta strisho straine shuchatavit vishayendriya samyogan manakshubhyatinanyata. What difference is there between ordinary warmth and persons who try to enjoy this material body?
La differenza c'è tra un verme ordinario e una persona che cerca di godere di questo corpo materiale.
Yes. This material body is composed of skin, flesh, blood, muscles, fat, marrow, bones, stool, urine and pus.
Questo corpo materiale è composto di sangue, muco, ossa, bile, urina,
and so on. So what difference is there between a worm who likes this and a person who likes this?
Happy.
Once there was a worm. He lived in these substances. And he met a wonderful bee. Honeybee. Yes. And the bee said, I'm living in a garden where there are nice flowers and honey. Come with me and enjoy there. But the worm said, will I be able to eat something there? Oh yes, 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 you will enjoy it so much. But the mom didn't believe it, and before he went, he took some of this, you know, fat, flesh, blood, stool, put it in the nostrils as a proviant for, you know, emergency times.
Ma il verme non ci credete, allora si mise un po' di cazzo, un po' di carne, con queste sostanze per il
So the bee took him and flew with him to the garden.
L'apero prese e volò con lui verso il giardino.
Do you smell it?
Ma lo senti?
The bee asked the worm, yes. Do you smell it? It's so good. He smells so good here. And I want to offer you a meal from honey and the dust of lotus flowers. And the worm went like, it smells the same, like from where I come. So the bee looked and he saw that the inside was this dirt. So the bee took him, brought him to the river, and you know, just washed him in the river. And then he took the worm, she took the worm out. Smell now! The worm was all shaky and, why did you do this? You know, but he smelled. Oh, so good! Oh, it smells so good! Then he was eating the honey and the flower dust. And he became very satisfied. And he gave up his old area of living and became a resident of the flower garden. This is also necessary for us. We must understand that these material sense enjoyments cannot make us happy. Hari Bhajan, or let us say singing, you know, immersing our consciousness fully into Krishna, that can make us happy. This, when a devotee understands that I can be happy only with Krishna, he becomes very interested in the concept of yoga. Or to explain it better, in the concept of bhakti yoga or devotional service. Because he begins to understand that only if I'm engaged in Krishna's service and in this way connected with the Lord, that is real happiness. There's this wonderful verse in the fourth canto which illustrates this. It says, it talks about how difficult it is to give up material desires. And it says that the jnanis and yogis are trying, but they are not successful. But those who are engaging in the devotional service of the Lord, they can stop the waves of sense gratification. I think you will like this shloka in Sanskrit already very much, so I want to sing this for you. I have learned this melody from Hridayananda Maharaj, and I will now present this to you. Yatpada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya kamashayam gratitam utgratayam tishanta tatvanna rikta matayo yatayo pirutha shroto ganastamaranam vajavasudevam. Listen to this. The devotees who are always engaged in the service of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord can very easily overcome hard-knotted desires for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult. The non-devotees, that is the jnanis and yogis, although trying to stop the waves of sense gratification, cannot do so. Therefore, you are advised, and advice comes, to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudev, day and night, 24 hours, by body, mind, and speech. Engage all your senses in loving service to Krishna. This is the only means by which you can conquer this terrible enemy in the name of lust. This is, we'll now ask our Claudio to translate this. It's here. Now it comes in Italian language. You will enjoy it very much, this shloka. Please listen.
I devoti, che sono sempre impegnati nel servizio all'alluce dei piedi di loto del Signore, possono molto facilmente superare i desideri profondamente radicati nell'attività fruitiva. Perché ciò è molto difficile, i non devoti, i jnani e gli yogi, anche se provano a fermare le onde della gratificazione dei sensi, non possono farlo. Perciò siete consigliati di impegnarvi nel servizio devozionale a Krishna, figlio di Vasudeva, giorno e notte, 24 ore, col corpo, la mente e le parole. Impegnate tutti i vostri sensi nel servizio d'amore a Krishna. Questo è l'unico mezzo col quale potete conquistare questo formidabile nemico col nome di lussuria.
Grazie. Yes, I know that some of us feel that, oh, these are difficult times through which we are going as individuals and as a movement.
So che alcuni di noi sentono che questi sono momenti difficili, stiamo attraversando sia come individui sia come movimento.
Some of us are disappointed also.
Alcuni di noi sono anche un po' delusi.
They surrendered their lives to Krishna, but at this stage of their life they don't feel this ecstatic bliss in Krishna consciousness.
Hanno reso le loro vite a Krishna, ma in questo stadio della vita non sentono questo essere della coscienza di Krishna.
And therefore some of us, they think of alternatives. Maybe I should live a little bit more compromised my life. Like the Christians, they seem to have figured it out, you know, a little for God and a little for me. Some of us feel like this. Maybe not in this room. Maybe. It's a very private subject matter. But I know in our movement many feel like this. But we must somehow find our place in Krishna consciousness. and serve Krishna to, with our body, mind and words. Only then we will be able, you know, to have peace.
Solo allora saremo in grado di avere la pace.
Yeah, pace. Yeah. Now, when devotees in this modern time here serve Krishna with your body, mind and serving Krishna with body, mind and words does not necessarily mean to just live a life of total, now comes a difficult word, deprivation. Do you know this word? It's a very difficult word. Deprivation, Verzicht, Aufgabe, you know, Aushungerung und so, so in dem Sinne.
Servire Krishna col corpo, la mente e le parole vuol dire necessariamente una vita di grandi privazioni.
See, and if we want to live a spiritual life, we must be able to see that there are two sides to our existence. Our conditioned side, that is the body and mind, material body and material mind, and our spiritual side, that is, we are pure souls.
Dobbiamo fare una vita, un servizio rivoluzionario, dobbiamo prendere in considerazione che ci sono due parti in noi, la parte condizionata, la mente e il corpo, e la parte liberata, l'anima spirituale pura.
And we must take care of both areas, actually, the soul and the conditioned existence.
Noi dobbiamo prenderci cura di tutte e due le parti, l'anima e anche l'esistenza condizionata.
To take care of the soul, we know what to do.
Per prenderci cura dell'anima sappiamo cosa fare.
Service, chanting, and every Bhagavatam lecture is about this. I think by now we know that.
Servizio, cantare, ogni classe del Bhagavatam parla di questo.
What does it mean to take care of our conditioned existence?
Cosa vuol dire prenderci cura della nostra esistenza condizionata?
Does this mean to live a material life and then also on the other side a spiritual life? Or what does this mean?
Vuol dire fare una vita materiale da una parte e dall'altra spirituale. Cosa vuol dire?
Please listen very carefully.
Prego di ascoltare molto attentamente.
And bring the news to Italy.
E portare la novità in Italia.
Yeah. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that for even a person in spiritual life, he must take care of three areas.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur dice che perfino una persona nella vita spirituale deve preoccuparsi di tre aree.
He must take care of physical well-being.
Deve essere in forma fisicamente.
Health.
Salute.
Then he must have a mental stimulus.
Deve avere uno stimolo mentale.
Something which inspires him.
Qualcosa che lo ispira.
On that mind level.
Su livello della mente.
And he must have friends.
E deve avere amici.
Social level must be there.
Anche il livello sociale deve essere.
So those of the spiritualist, the devotees, will take care that he is healthy by good amounts of good prasadam. Yesterday I was the guest of Atada and Danishta, and they have served me such good prasadam. So strong I could run for 5 days without stop.
Ero l'ospite di Atada e Danista che hanno servito un pradhan così buono che mi sentivo così forte per tutto correre per 5 giorni senza fermarmi.
They can give us tips how to eat nice healthy prasadam.
Possono magari darci consigli su come mangiare buono e sano.
So we are healthy by good prasadam.
La salute è mantenuta da buon prasadam.
We need also a little movement. Sometimes, you know, either we go and dance in kirtan, or we run out for doing book distribution, or if we are becoming older, we make a walk. A walk with a good friend where we talk about important subjects. Yes, that was the physical arena. Now comes mental stimulus. You must have something in your life which keeps you inspired. Now, some of us are not philosophers by natural inclination. Some of us are simple boys and girls from simple backgrounds. So some of us, the mental stimulation for some of us might be different than from others. Maybe, like for instance, I know that some devotees like stories very much. Yes, I'm also in that boat. And or you know, you might have like as a mental stimulus, you might think, well, next autumn I will go to Vrindavan in Kartik time. And that keeps you going. Do you understand what it means, mental stimulus? It's something which inspires you on that mental level. Be mental, but be properly mental. Have some Krishna conscious mental thing. Not the highest, but see, just like we need to take care of the body, it's not on the highest philosophical platform. When you are hungry and you need something which nourishes you, that's not on the highest platform. But you need it to function in this world. In the same way, we need something on that level of our mind, so that we can appreciate that we are not in problem there, but we can appreciate with a healthy mind the beauties of Krishna consciousness. And we need also good relationships to other human beings. Let these relationships be friendships in Krishna consciousness. When you take care of these three areas, you will not suffer so much from material desires. Because you are already happy. You're not in need. A lusty person who is burning with lust in the heart is a poor person. He needs something. And he thinks he will get it by lust. But it is an illusion. Do you know that I had an auntie? Auntie means uncle and auntie. Did I tell you about my auntie? No, because we don't know each other. Yes, how could I? My auntie was so big. Whenever my auntie had a problem, She took a hammer and I don't know how it is called, ein Meißel in Deutsch, and she went to the refrigerator, which was locked by the family members, and he just opened it, and then she ate the whole contents of the refrigerator. Now, this food didn't help her to become a happy woman in her life. But because she was totally under the control of her tongue, she thought she could satisfy her misery, or you know, overcome her misery by eating. That is what a lusty person is. He needs happiness. He needs love. L'amore di Krishna. He tries to find happiness like the worm. When you bring him in the temple, do you like it here? No. So much separation of man and woman is not healthy. He needs the mercy. Let him take care of he needs a healthy life. Based on spiritual principles, where he does not forget to take care of his health, his mind, and his relationships to others. When we have a deficit, or you know, something on these levels, then we begin to look for material sense gratification. Otherwise, especially as devotees, I'm speaking of devotees now, we can be satisfied in the service of Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, I have come to the finito, to the end. I'm sorry that it took a little long time with the translation, but what can we do? We cannot communicate. No need to translate. Are there any questions?
C'è qualche domanda?
But this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, actually. So yes, he says the social area, yeah. Relationships to others.
Mm-hmm. So this means to have a friendship in our Krishna consciousness.
What is friendship in Krishna consciousness? Yeah. See, all friendships usually have a level on which they are. I should better say a foundation. For instance, people become friends because they like to climb mountains together. That's how they meet. That's also how the friendship ends when one, you know, falls off a mountain. or you know, people become friends because they like certain music. they like each other very much. Some people become friends because they like differences also. That's rare. But anyways, there must be a foundation, something which brings them together and keeps them together. So in Krishna consciousness, we must also have a common, when we in Krishna conscious friendships, there must be a common base. We can, the very good base is of course Krishna. We all came to Krishna consciousness. So therefore in our Krishna conscious friendships, we must always have Krishna present there. It's also mentioned that we should associate with Svajati. Svajati means like-minded persons. At least there must be some types of like-mindedness. Like yesterday I talked to two friends in Krishna consciousness who were actually different from each other. But there was one thing they had in common. They want very much spiritual life and spiritual advancement. Otherwise, at least in my eyes, they were very different. So, in Krishna conscious friendships, you must look out for some type of like-mindedness. And on a more deeper level, you must look out that there is Krishna present in the friendship. That means talking about Krishna and serving Krishna together or whatever. Then also, in your friendships, you must do something. The Sanskrit word for association is sangha. It's a very interesting word. Sang means together and ga means to go. To go together. Do you have also something, you know, when a boy is with a girl in Italia, do you also say they go together? Yes? Yeah. Sie gehen zusammen, sagt man. Oder sie gehen zusammen. Sie gehen zusammen. Yeah. So, Krishna conscious friendships, there is a very nice word, or it's more association. Go together means you do something together. There are six manifestations of friendships amongst devotees, which have very much something to do with doing something. Giving presents, getting presents. Like yesterday, I got such a basket of presents. It was almost too heavy to carry it alone. Very good. And then comes the most important aspect of Krishna conscious friendships, dati pratigina, that is to reveal one's mind and to ask also confidential questions. A friendship needs this. Also, it's a spiritual friendship. If you stop asking confidential or deep or revealing your mind, and if you stop asking very deep questions, that even a spiritual friendship will become a little distant.
Se smettete di rivelare la vostra mente o di porre domande confidenziali, allora perfino una relazione spirituale diventerà un po' distante.
And the last is to take prasadam, to accept prasadam and to give prasadam. These are manifestations of friendship in Krishna consciousness. Symptoms, it's the word in English. To have a friendship, if you want friendship, you have to work a little on it. It happens or it becomes deep when you do something. Sangha. You go together. Our concept in the West is that friendship is like an article which you can either steal or buy on the marketplace. Or we often have the understanding it's something which we somehow find, like we find maybe a valuable stone one day. We have the concept that friendship is an article, an object. But I would say friendship is more something which comes by a process. You have to be active in it. Do something. Then it will grow. Only very rarely friendships, good lasting friendships happen if you just stumble about, if you just find it, and so on. Even if you find a friend, which does happen, you need to develop the friendship. You need to do something in it. You can't just, think it will, you need to cultivate it. Be active. That's also very important advice for married couples. Very often the magic goes out of the relationship after some time. But the friendship or the good relationships will be a lasting one if one applies this process.
Una amicizia, una buona relazione sarà duratura se si applica questo processo.
This is your filio? No? He says no. Yes. Yes. Hare Krishna. That's what's interesting. Good. I'm sorry I gave a long answer for this one, but now I will give short answers. Do you have other questions?
How the desire for power and control in the material world is a form of lust.
See, you can only enjoy. Lust means to. The concept is there, you want to enjoy something or someone.
Lusuria vuol dire. C'è il concetto che si vuole godere di qualcuno, di qualche cosa.
And to enjoy someone or something, you need to exert control over him. Let us give an innocent example of eating. Now, if you want to eat that pizza, you must be sure that no one steals it off your plate. You must be in control of the situation to some extent. Very innocent example. Yeah. To enjoy, you need to control. Yes, is it clear? You can now translate it to the other areas where lust manifests. Ooh, there's so much control in lusty relationships. It's frightening for an outsider. So many power games. Ooh. Good. Any other devotees who have questions?
Sometimes it is possible that this tribal control is important to other devotees, especially to work. Is it possible?
Especially a devotee who is responsible of others? There's a certain subtle form of enjoyment when you have followers. Did you ever have followers personally? No. I have. It's a certain form of subtle joy. Or sometimes very, not even very subtle. When you come somewhere and they all go like, Jaya Sachinandan Swami. What is your name? Bhajan Puja? Govardhan Puja. Imagine you come somewhere and everyone goes like, Jaya Govardhan Puja. Govardhan Puja, isn't it? Yes. Jaya Govardhan Puja. It's dangerous, Govardhan Puja, Prabhu. It's very dangerous. Therefore, devotees, great devotees, sometimes don't want to accept disciples. Yes? Yes, yes, it is good. There is a danger. Very dangerous. Playing with fire. Lord Chaitanya said he didn't want three things. And what is it? Nadanam, no dhanams, no wealth. No followers. No beautiful women. And also there's in Kavitam means to be praised. And the sannyasi in our movement has all the four things. Very dangerous. One must really be aware of this danger and just do this as a service to the Vaishnavas and to one's spiritual master. That's the only way to be protected. We have seen in the past in our movement some unfortunate cases of wonderful devotees who just were swallowed up by this danger.
Abbiamo visto nel passato anche nel nostro movimento dei devoti fantastici che però sono stati ingoiati da questo pericolo.
Be happy to live a simple life, Gaurang Puja.
Sì, contento di vivere una vita semplice.
Praise your days. Yeah, let me see if there are other devotees also. No? Then we will have one last question.
Volevo sapere come mai a volte ci rendiamo conto di questo anatta e a volte invece non ce ne rendiamo conto nel corso della vita spirituale. Perché a volte sì?
Della lussuria.
Sì, dei materiali, di poteri, di controllo, perché a volte Krishna ci fa capire che c'è questo anatta, mentre altre volte, anche per molti anni, no, si vede che uno magari non si rende conto, non realizza che ha questo problema.
The question is, she's asking about this anatta, the desire, material desire for control. Why sometimes we notice it immediately, and other times Krishna doesn't reveal it to us or we don't see it for a long time? Why is it?
Why?
Yes, even many years without visiting.
Someone who is in Maya sometimes cannot see how Maya enters.
Qualcuno che è in Maya a volte non può vedere come Maya entra.
But sometimes, also by the mercy of devotees, someone tells us something or a situation, it makes it very obvious and we see it.
A volte, anche per non ricordare dei devoti, qualcuno ce lo dice oppure una situazione veramente così ovvio e ne possiamo vedere.
Therefore, in some devotee friendships, you know, devotees seek each other's help.
Così? Nelle amicizie fra i devoti cercano l'aiuto reciproco.
They are saying, am I doing all right?
Domanda, ma sto facendo bene?
Do you see something? That something is not correct with me?
Vedi qualche cosa che non è corretto con me?
But when you want to know, you must really ask this with a serious mood. Otherwise, no one will tell you when you're puffed up. You don't know. There, everyone thinks no one can talk to you.
Se volete sapere veramente ciò, bisogna domandarlo con un'umiltà. Nessuno vorrà parlare con te se non fai per orgoglio.
Yeah. Therefore, it's necessary to have good friendships.
Cioè, è necessario avere buone amicizie.
We can also only accept from a friend, for instance, if we are puffed up, if he tells us we are puffed up.
Questo possiamo anche solo accettarlo da un amico, se per esempio in quel momento siamo orgogliosi e ci dice che siamo orgogliosi.
If anyone else than a friend tells us this, we feel threatened.
Se qualcun altro che non è un amico ci dice questo, ci sentiamo maltrattati.
Why don't we see it always? That's a good question.
Questa è una buona domanda, perché non lo vediamo sempre?
Maya is like this, you can't see her.
Maya è così, noi non possiamo vedere.
She doesn't come like this.
Non viene così.
She comes from the back into your brain.
Non viene da dietro, nella nostra mente.
And then you don't have the vision to see something clearly. Maya is not just an enemy which is dressed in a certain color and a certain... No, no, she comes into our perception.
Maya non è solamente un nemico che è vestito in un certo modo.
She influences our mind.
Entra nella nostra percezione.
And then we can't see clearly. But by taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, we can overcome Maya. Thank you very much. All the best for you. And if you have time, please stay for this evening for the slideshow. You will like it very, very much. I showed it 2 times in Zurich, and many devotees saw it 2 times.
Grazie mille e vi prego se avete la possibilità.
opportunità di venire qui stasera a vedere lo show di Teatro di Chile. L'ho mostrato due volte già a Zurigo, molto bello, e quindi volte hanno guardato due volte.
If you have time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Goni Chai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go.